I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States envoy to the United Nations is in Chad this week to meet refugees and highlight Sudan's worsening crisis. War broke out between the army and paramilitary forces on April 15, and the fighting hasn't stopped. Today, over 7 million people are displaced within Sudan. Those who managed to escape violent hotspots now face starvation and disease. An Unfolding Word partner, we'll call John, says local church planners are meeting physical and spiritual needs.
No one has any idea what will happen next month and the month after. We're trying to be lean and flexible, try to obey everything that God brings before us.
Look for links in the full story to send help and, most importantly, pray.
Pray for leaders. Even though they themselves are now refugees, they know the hope that God has resides in them and will speak through them.
And in 2005, God opened the door for Set Free, formerly Set Free Ministries, to conduct spiritual warfare training in East Africa. That launched a disciple-making movement aimed at the next generation. Thanks to Set Free's vocational Christian high school, discipleship doesn't have to stop at seventh grade. Set Free's Dave McIntyre says,
we're hoping to have 200 kids come into Light Academy this next year.
Light Academy began as a 60-acre land purchase in 2018. Right now,
we're in phase four of our construction, building several large classroom blocks, administration block, a health clinic, staff housing. Because as we increase students, we also have to increase staff.
Each child surrounded by poverty and death can discover God's plan at Light Academy, giving them a future and a hope. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.